listen, let's talk about Michael. We've seen quarterbacks through the years, Simmer. How do you get him back on track if you're Andy Reid?
I just think he's going to be back on track automatically. I just felt that a lot of that for the offense was like a fifth preseason game from what I saw. They were out of sync. There was one penalty after another. Michael pressed and made mistakes. But I don't think that's the kind of Michael Vick we're going to get this week against Baltimore. I don't believe that for a second.
But some of the mistakes that he's making, it's errors in judgment. Is that rust from not playing in the preseason? Is that trying to do too much? What is it?
Maybe both. Maybe both. The game is played at a different pace. I don't care if you're a 10-year veteran or whatever. Once you get into live action during the regular season, there is a whole different pace to the game.
Yeah.
And you have to adjust to it. And he did not for much of this game. In judgment, yeah, you've got to be more judicious with the football. You've got to make the throws you're supposed to make, and there are times to just throw it away.
I wonder, Merrill, do you get a sense, talking to Andy Reid, any tweaking of the philosophy offensively? In other words, running the football more?
If they are, Andy hasn't told me that. I mean, he rarely talks to me about the game plan. He'll never say to me, well, watch, this week we're going to run the
football. Or what do you think, Merrill?
No.
Wouldn't you love him to ask that question just one time?
Yeah.
If he did, what would you say?
What would I say?
Yeah, what would you say? What would you suggest?
Well,
for this week against the Ravens. Now, I don't know. I don't think the Ravens' defense is – actually, I think it's probably on par with Cleveland's. Very good.
They're very good defense.
They're
a better defense than Cleveland's. Yeah. I mean, you've got two Hall of Famers right there, future Hall of Famers, and Ray Lewis and Ed Reed.
Yeah.
I mean, those two are outstanding players.
Holodi Nata might be the best defensive tackle in the league.
He's very good.
Yeah. So what, would you run the ball more?
But they can run the ball, because I watched every play of the game on Monday night. And Cincinnati was able to gash them early with Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, who doesn't have the breakaway speed of Shady McCoy to finish a play. But he was able to power through them. I don't think, as tough as they are with that 30 defense, I still think they can be run on.
Merrill, that's what most fans are saying. Run the ball a little bit more.
Give the ball a little bit more, but you're not going to change the complexion
of this game.
Give the
ball more to Shady. You can't really give the ball. He's 26 touches.
That's enough.
29 touches with penalties.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in Bryce Brown or Deion Lewis, whoever the backup is?
Yeah, I like both of them. Mm-hmm. They're different kinds of runners. Bryce Brown is a power runner who can have some speed and maneuverability. Deion Lewis is strictly a finesse back,
mm-hmm.
but I think they both can play a role. But, yeah, I believe in both of them.
Did you at all during Sunday's game, during the broadcast with Mike, at all call and wonder about the perhaps Nick Foles? Did you mention that at all?
No. At one point, Howard Eskin, who was doing the sideline, said, do you think there's any thought about Nick Foles at this point? And I said, absolutely, positively not. We are talking about the first game of the season. One game. I mean, I still believe, and you know how highly I think of Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Trent Edwards, too. I think he's a quarterback who can play in this league and be effective. But I think for this team to go where they want it to go, for this team to go the distance this year, is going to require the outstanding Michael Vick that we saw through much of 2010. We've got to see, at times last year, last four years. But we've got to see Michael Vick at his best. He is the quarterback who is going to take this team the farthest this year. And certainly after 1 week or 2 weeks or whatever, you don't abandon the entire scheme that you worked on during the offseason, all of the thinking of the offseason. Now, they did a couple of years ago when Kevin Cobb got hurt and Michael Vick came in and dominated. But that was a totally different situation. You were talking about a young quarterback in his first year as a starter and a guy who has all that talent, who came in and absolutely lit it up. So, you know, Dave, I hear everybody talking about this game and making a lot of assumptions. This is game one, and I truly believe that the first month of a season is a feeling out process. Rosters are adjusted. Roles are tinkered with. I think to really get a feel for this Eagles team, what they really have, we're going to have to wait until Monday after the Giants game.
Right. I agree
after
with that.
After those four games, they will tell you a lot about this
team. And you hope along the way that the team accumulates victories, because that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, is the defense for real, Merrill?
They were last week. I mean, why should we say the offense was terrible? But the defense played well, but so what? It was only against Cleveland. I mean, if you're going to look at what we saw an Eagles defense that was suffocating, that took the best runner in college football last week and rudely welcomed him to the NFL.
Made him look really slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of that was the fact that there was no place to run.
I was very happy to see DeMeco play as he played. I thought he was just maligned so much throughout the preseason.
How about Jason Babin playing the
Jason
run?
Jason Babin played the run so brilliantly. He was outstanding.
Here he is hitting Richardson.
I thought, obviously, Rogers, Cromartie, and Coleman were brilliant in the secondary. And I thought Nate Allen was terrific, too.
They all were.
I loved it. And I loved.
And so was Asamoah.
And I loved. Yes, he was. And I loved the aggressive scheme. Can you get away with playing press coverage, bump and run, against Torrey Smith, Anquan Boldin, Jacoby Jones, a much better trio of receivers this week?
We'll see.
Yeah, I think that's what the Eagles do.
I don't know. I think a lot of it comes to getting to Flacco. Mm-hmm. I think that's the key. I think the corners and safeties will be fine, but the key is you cannot give Flacco a lot of time to set up there and survey the field and check down to his third wide receiver. I think the key is if you get to Flacco, if you harass him, if you put heat on Flacco, you've got a good chance against this team. But if you give Flacco all day, it doesn't matter what your scheme is, whether it's cover two or whether it's man-to-man. Or whatever, it doesn't matter. If you give Flacco time, he's going to beat you.
I've never been a huge Flacco fan, Merrill, until...
See, I was.
I just... But when I asked Adam Kaplan this question, do you think that he could be, just from a style standpoint, body... Does he remind you of Nick Foles? Is that the kind of quarterback that eventually Nick Foles will become? When you look just at from a style standpoint, when you look at Flacco, do you think Nick Foles and vice versa at all?
Too early to tell. They're both big.
Yeah.
They both have
good
guns.
Arms.
They both have cannons.
They seem mobile enough.
I think that Nick Foles might be a little quicker than Joe Flacco. I like Flacco. Mm-hmm. I liked him at the University of Delaware, and I thought he was a legitimate first-round draft choice. And I just think he's a fine quarterback. He reminds me more of a Roethlisberger.
Who's that,
quarterback.
Nick?
No. Joe Flacco.
Okay.
Of a big, statuesque quarterback who it's awfully tough to knock him over. And he can break an arm tackle, and he can remain upright, and he can hold the ball and not have to just throw it away because he's a statue at times, but a granite statue. Mm-hmm. Tough to hit. You know, he's never missed a game.
I know.
He's played every game.
He's got a lot of weapons around him now. That offense, Ray Rice,
is very good.
Or LeSean McCoy, who's a better player?
In my opinion, I'll take Shady McCoy. Yeah.
Ray Rice is terrific, isn't he?
He's very good.
Yeah.
He's very good, and he's got a tremendous lead blocker in Vontae Davis, number 44.
Yes.
He's good.
Vontae Leach. Yeah.
Who's Vontae Davis?
I don't know, but you're thinking maybe Davis, who was the Syracuse lineage of
running backs? No, I'm not thinking of Ernie Davis.
I'm just wondering.
Vontae Leach.
How about the way Stanley Havili led for Shady in the fourth quarter? I thought he did a terrific job. All right, Merrill, thank you.
You're welcome. I can't wait. I wish the game was starting in 5 minutes.
I think there's just such an excitement / anxiety / nervousness. People are worried about, the fans are worried about Michael Vick.
You know, there was a great cartoon yesterday in the Inquirer. I don't know if you saw it. And it's a guy obviously watching the Eagles game, first block on television. And he's watching the game, and he's shaking his head, and he's saying, I guess I can say this on television. He says, the Eagles suck, just like that. Next block, the Eagles suck. Third block, he's watching television. The Eagles suck. Fourth block, you hear the voice coming out of the television, and it says, touchdown, the Eagles win. And the guy said, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So there aren't a whole lot of grays with the fans.
Yeah.
It's either, hey, this team is going straight to the Super Bowl, or it's, wow, they'll never win another game. And it's all part of the passion.
Sure.
Because everybody loves this.
Yeah, and everybody's been waiting so long for the season to get here, and now we rush to judgment, of course.
And but just wait. Just wait a little bit. Watch these first four games. And watch this game, because this is a barometer. This is much more of a barometer than last week's game for two reasons. Number one, you are playing a contending team. You are playing a Super Bowl contender. And number two, you are now 2 weeks into the season, and a lot of rust is no longer an acceptable excuse.
Okay. Merrill Reese, fair enough? Yeah, I think it's very fair. Merrill Reese, thank you.
And I'll relearn my numbers and know that number 44 is Vonte Leach.
Vonte Leach.
Yes.
Tough names on the Ravens? Anybody?
No, okay. Not really. You have 34. Their other running back, there's Bobby Rainey, who you don't know.
Yeah, I like him.
But number 30 is
Bernard Pierce.
Yeah, and you have some tight ends who can play. You have Ed Dixon,
a good player,
who's 84. Yeah. And you have 88, who is Dennis Pilla, who watch him, because they use him to leap high. He's about 6'6".
He's a high leaper.
Yeah, he goes way up. You watch him on a fade pattern, and he's very tough to stop in the red zone. Wide receiver-wise, of course, we know all about Anquan Boldin.
What number is he, Merrill?
He's 81.
Okay, what number is Jacoby Jones?
12. Jacoby Jones is 12.
What number is the backup quarterback? Who is the backup quarterback?
The backup quarterback is Tyrod Taylor.
Well done, Virginia Tech kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I do
You've
know
got
that.
It all. You've been
well,
studying
I don't have it all
bit.
Yet. This is only Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm only two full days into preparation.
As Richie Cota said, don't leave your game in the locker room.
I won't do that.
All right.
I won't do that.
Home opener.
Richie also says, don't leave your helmet in the locker room.
You might do that. Merrill Reese, we thank you for joining us
thank
here.
Thank you, David.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.